chapter 13, texts 1 and 2.
One mobile, please switch off.
Yeah, that's what was happening. We like the sound of the mobiles turning off. Very auspicious sound. Arjuna Vacha,
Arjuna Vacha,
Prakritim Purusham Chaiva,
Prakritim Purusham Chaiva,
Kshetram Kshetragya Evacha,
Kshetram Kshetragya Evacha,
Etad Veditam Ichchami,
Etad Veditam Ichchami,
Gyanam Gyayam Chakeshava,
Gyanam Gyayam Chakeshava,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam Shariram Kaunteya,
Idam Shariram Kaunteya,
Kshetram Ityabhidhiyate,
Kshetram Ityabhidhiyate,
Etad Yo Vetitam Prahu,
Etad Yo Vetitam Prahu,
Kshetragya Iti Tadvidaha, Tadvidaha,
Arjuna
Vacha,
Prakritim Purusham Chaiva,
Kshetram Kshetragyam Evacha,
Etad
Veditum Ichchami,
Gyanam
Gyayam Chakeshava,
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
Idam Shariram Kaunteya,
Kshetram
Ityabhidhiyate,
Etad Yo Vetitam Prahu,
Kshetragya Iti Tadvidaha,
Arjuna
Uvacha,
Prakritim Purusham
Chaiva,
Kshetram
Kshetragyam Evacha,
Etad
Veditam Ichchami,
Gyanam
Gyayam Chakeshava,
Shri Bhagavan
Uvacha,
Idam
Shariram Kaunteya,
Kshetram
Ityabhidhiyate,
Etad Yo Veditam Prahu,
Kshetragya Iti Tadvidaha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha,
Prakritim Purusham Chaiva,
Prakritim Purusham Chaiva,
Kshetram Kshetragyam Evacha,
Kshetram Kshetragyam Evacha,
Etat Veditum Ichchami,
Etat Veditum Ichchami,
Gyanam Gyeyam Chakeshava,
Gyanam Gyeyam Chakeshava,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Idam Shariram Kaunteya,
Idam Shariram Kaunteya,
Kshetram Idi Abhidhiyate,
Kshetram Idi Abhidhiyate,
Etat Yo Veditat Prahum,
Etat Yo Veditat Prahum,
Kshetragya Iti Tadvidaha,
Kshetragya Iti Tadvidaha,
Arjuna, oh, let's say, ladies, or
yeah.
Shetram Shetragyam Evacha,
etadme etalipshami gyanakeyam cha keshava shri bhagavan vacha idam shariram kaunteya kshetram idya vidhiyate etadyo veditam prahu Arjuna uvacha
prakritim purusham chaiva
kshetram kshetragyam eva cha
etad veditam ichhami
gyanam vineyam cha keshava
Shri Bhagavan Vacha
Idam Shariram Kaunteya
Kshetramityavidhiyate
Etadyo Vetitam Prahu
Kshetragyam iti tadvidaha
Shri Bhagavan, Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna said.
Prakritim.
Nature.
Purusham. The enjoyer.
Cha.
Also.
Eva.
Certainly.
Kshetram.
The field.
Kshetragyam.
The knower of the field.
Eva.
Certainly.
Cha.
Also.
Etat.
All this.
Veditum.
To understand.
Ichchami.
I wish.
Gyanam.
Knowledge.
Gyeyam.
The object of knowledge.
Cha.
Also.
Keshava.
O Krishna.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha,
The personality of Godhead said.
Idam this.
Shariram.
Body.
Kaunteya.
O son of Kunti.
Kshetram.
The field.
Iti.
Thus.
Abhidhiyate.
Is called.
Etat.
This.
Yaha.
One who.
Veti.
Knows.
Tam.
He.
Prabhu. Is called.
Kshetragyaha.
The knower of the field. Iti.
Thus.
Tatvidaha.
By those who know this.
Arjuna said, O my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the object of knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field. Purport. Arjuna was inquisitive about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, Kshetra, the field, Kshetragya, its knower, and knowledge and the object of knowledge. When he inquired about all these, Krishna said that this body is called the field, and that one who knows this body is called the knower of the field. This body is the field of activity for the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul is entrapped in material existence, and he attempts to lord it over material nature. And so, according to his capacity to dominate material nature, he gets a field of activity. That field of activity is the body. And what is the body? The body is made of senses. The conditioned soul wants to enjoy sense gratification, and according to his capacity to enjoy sense gratification, he's offered a body or field of activity. Therefore, the body is called kshetra, or the field of activity for the conditioned soul. Now, the person who should not identify himself with the body is called kshetragya, the knower of the field. It is not very difficult to understand the difference between the field and its knower, the body and the knower of the body. Any person can consider that from childhood to old age, he undergoes so many changes of body, and yet is still one person remaining. Thus, there is a difference between the knower of the field of activities and the actual field of activities. A living conditioned soul can thus understand that he is different from the body. It is described in the beginning, Dehi Nosmin, that the living entity is within the body, and that the body is changing from childhood to boyhood, and from boyhood to youth, and from youth to old age. And the person who owns the body knows that the body is changing. The owner is distinctly kshetragya. Sometimes we think, I'm happy, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a dog, I'm a cat. These are the bodily designations of the knower. But the knower is different from the body. Although we may use many articles, our clothes, etc., we know that we are different from the things used. Similarly, we also understand by little contemplation that we are different from the body. I or you or anyone else who owns the body is called kshetragya, the knower of the field of activities, and the body is called kshetra, the field of activities itself.
Timidantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shabadantikam Vandehan Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sarimam Shadvaitam Shabadhutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Nenam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bantho Jagadpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Tata Kanta Mokute, Tata Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Namami Muni Priye, Pancha Kolpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sintho Vinevacha Vanitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashani Prabhupada Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Arjuna Vacha, Prakritim Purusham Chaiva, Kshetram Kshetragyameva Cha, Eta Vedita Michchami, Gyan Gayam Chakesha, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Idam Shriram Kontiya, Kshetram Mitya Vidhiyate, Eta Dyo Veditam Prabhu, Kshetragyamititat Vida. Arjuna is asking this in these last six chapters, questions to determine what is what,
to get to understand what is knowledge, Jnana Yoga. So he asks about certain categories of things. Purusham and Purushan Prakriti. Purusha means the enjoyer, and Prakriti means that which is enjoyed, or Prakriti means nature. So Arjuna wants to know about that, and that will come, those answers come, are upcoming. In later verses, Krishna will discuss Purushan Prakriti, two headline topics in Sankhya Yoga and many, many places. If we want to understand this material nature, material world, then we have to understand Purusha and Prakriti. Arjuna asks about that. And Kshetra, Kshetrajnam Evacha. That's the immediate subject that Krishna will answer. What is Kshetra? And what is Kshetrajna? And Krishna answers that idam shariram kaunteya kshetra mitya vidhiyate. Kshetra, the field, means this body. The field of activities for the conditioned soul. And etad yovetitam prabhu kshetrajna etitad vidha. The kshetrajna is the person who knows the field. So there are two different things. There's the field and there's the knower. This body is there as the field of activities, but I'm not this body. I know about the body. When there's a pain in my toe, I feel it. When there's something in the finger, I feel it. But I'm different. The finger doesn't feel it. I feel it. But anywhere in this body, I'll feel something. Because the body is the field. But my field and your field are different. You have a pain in your finger, I don't feel it. Each body is a different field, and in each field there's a different knower. I don't know what's going on with you. I just got here, I have no idea, I'm not a mind reader. Maybe someone's stomach is upset, maybe someone has got some mental anxiety, maybe someone has got some backache, maybe someone's very happy about something. But I don't know what's going on. That's your field of activities. Just like you have your business, I have my business. I don't know what's going on in your business. What was the income? What was the expense? How many customers? What are your fixed costs? What do I know about these things? That's your field of activities. My field of activities are different. So but you're the knower. It's not that I am my business. Although I may think, sometimes the business is named after someone, such and such, Chakravarti and Sons, or whatever it is.
Here all the local companies have the family names.
Yeah, yeah. Shahid something. Mohammed something. So even though the business may be Ali bin Ali, but it's not that Ali bin Ali, the business, is Ali bin Ali, the person.
Yes.
Although sometimes maybe the Ali bin Ali may identify with his business. If his business goes down, he said, now I'm ruined. You're not ruined, your business is ruined. Or you think I'm not doing very well today because less cash came in. But you're the same. You're the same. But you may be identifying, I am this business, Ali bin Ali. So I identify because my business is this body. My field of activity is this body, so I'm identifying with this body. I'm not really feeling very well today. I'm not doing this. I'm doing very nicely, or I'm enjoying this, that. But I'm thinking in terms of this body, that the body is practically I am this body. I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm white, I'm black, I'm young, I'm old, I'm this, I'm that. Bad. Bad cell phone.
Please put it off. One time.
Any other cell phone that rings gets confiscated for preaching in Africa. So the business may be my field of activity, but it's not me. Similarly, this body may be my field of activity for the time being. But it's not me. The field is changing also. I had childhood field like your field. But the child grows up and he gets a young man's body, different field, different capability. And the young man becomes an old man. Again, the field has changed. Again, the capability has changed. Sometimes like an old company, you know, it's been around so long, but its competitors have all moved ahead. It's just somehow they're keeping the doors open a little while longer, and then it's going to go under. The field is not very good. This body becomes like that, that no one would invest in such a field. If offered a choice, would you like an old body like this? If Maharaj Yati offered his sons that, my dear sons, I'm not yet satisfied in sense gratification, and I've been cursed to have this old body. But if you kindly take my old age, then I can enjoy a while longer. Will you please accept? The son said, more or less, what do you think, we're crazy or something? What do we want your old body for? It means no enjoyment. No enjoyment. Because that field is not very suitable for enjoyment. Now I'm the knower of a nice young field, but later I'll be the knower of an old field with so many aches and pains and so many loss of memory and loss of digestion, loss of hearing, loss of eyesight, loss of taste, loss of hair, loss of strength. Field becomes very unsuitable. But I have no choice. I have to accept that old field. Then dehantara prapti, then I'm switched again to a new field. But I don't know what kind of field it will be. Well, these are the two things, the kshetra and the kshetra jnana. Anyone here a physics fan? No physics fans, no science men in the audience, all doing something. So, okay, otherwise in physics, they're very interesting. Everyone studied physics, okay. So you know that in physics, there's a system, and then there's the observer of the system. The system can be described, I think Schrodinger's equation describes everything that goes on in the system. But you know that in quantum physics, if somebody's observing the system changes. So there's two things. There's the system and the observer of the system. Even you do some experiment, so the experiment is the system, but then outside the experiment, there's the observer of the system. Maybe there's a red light that's flickering on and off, or there's a graph. So there's somebody who's observing. That field of activities is my experiment, but there's an observer of that field of activities. And the two are different. Or if you could say, actually the field of activities includes my eyeball, where the light from the graph is being reflected off my retina. That's part of the field of activities. And then that goes to my brain and so on. Then you include the brain in the field of activities also. And someone's reading the output from the brain. Finally, you come to the point of the spirit soul. He is the observer of the field. Kshetra-gya means knower. So he's the knower, and then there's the field of activities. This subject matter has been discussed by my godbrother Sadhguru Prabhu in some of his books. A simple thing. The field and the knower, the body and the knower of the body. And later Krishna will say, Kshetra Kshetra Gneor Gyanam Yajtat Gyanam. To know the field and the knower of the field, that's knowledge. But there are two kinds of knower also. I'm the knower of my field, you're the knower of your field, but I can't say I'm the knower of all the fields. Can anyone say, I know everything that's going on in everyone's body? That Krishna can say. Kshetragyam chapi mam viti. You should know that I'm also the kshetra, kshetragya. But sarva kshetra should know, in all of the bodies. That's Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example that you have an apartment building. So you're living in the apartment. You're the owner or the knower of that apartment. But you don't own the next apartment. And you don't know what's going on in the next apartment. And some of these big apartment buildings, 60, 80, 120 apartments. I know one apartment. But the landlord, he knows all of the apartments. He's the owner of all of them. He knows what's going on with all of them. He knows that in flat 52, the plumbing needs to be fixed. Flat 71, the electricity is a problem. Flat 101, he's not paying his bills. We have to kick him out. He knows. But the rest of us don't know. We're just living in our one apartment, and that's our only business. So I know my field, you know your field, but Krishna knows all the fields. That's the difference between the living individual living entity and the supreme living entity. Kshetragyam chapi mam viti sarva kshetra shupart. Kshetra kshetra gneor. So actually to know the knower of the field means to know that there are two knowers. The supreme knower and the subordinate knower. The knower who knows only one field and the knower who knows of all the fields. Krishna and the living being. There are two, not one. In the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the knower of the body, the living entity, and the position by which he can understand the Supreme Lord are described. In the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the relationship between the individual soul and the super soul in regard to devotional service are described. The superior position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the subordinate position of the individual soul are definitely defined in these chapters. The living entities are subordinate under all circumstances, but in their forgetfulness, they are suffering. When enlightened by pious activities, they approach the Supreme Lord in different capacities, as the distressed, those in want of money, the inquisitive, and those in search of knowledge. That is also described. Now, starting with the 13th chapter, how the living entity comes into contact with material nature, and how he's delivered by the Supreme Lord through the different methods of fruitive activities, cultivation of knowledge, and the discharge of devotional service are explained. Although the living entity is completely different from the material body, he somehow becomes related. This is also explained. So the Bhagavad Gita can be seen as in three divisions, the first six chapters, middle six chapters, last six chapters. The first six chapters deal mainly with karma yoga. And in the beginning, the difference between the soul and the body are described. In the middle six chapters, devotional service is extensively described. And in the last six chapters, Jnana Yoga, the living entity, how he's different from the cosmic, from the material elements, how he comes in touch with these material elements, how he can be delivered also, how he becomes implicated in the modes of nature and affected by the modes of nature, how he can transcend the modes of nature. These are described in the last six chapters. The middle six chapters are the essence. Prabhupada gives the example we were discussing this morning. And if you have a book, you have two covers, and you have the substance in the middle. Or if you have a sandwich, again, you have the bread on both sides, and the substance is in the middle. So the essence of Bhagavad Gita, especially, we find in devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters. Although, in fact, in every chapter, devotional service is described. Bhagavad Gita is especially meant to bring us to the conclusion of devotional service to Krishna. And all of the topics are meant to contribute to that end. Therefore, one should hear Bhagavad Gita from a devotee of Krishna, not from a mental speculator or someone interested in material enjoyment. One should hear from the person committed to the devotional service of the Lord, then our hearing will be effective. And by hearing Bhagavad Gita in that way, we'll come to the conclusion, let me serve Krishna. And then under proper guidance, we can learn how to serve Krishna, how to chant Hare Krishna, how to engage all of our energy for Krishna's service. Then we become purified, we become enlightened. We become freed from material entanglement. Mam chayo vyavichayena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samiti chayatan pramukhuyaya kalpate. By engaging always in devotional service, we come to the spiritual platform and become freed from all material influence and become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Maybe we'll stop here and see what kind of questions I have. If any. Yes.
Like the field and the noise of the field.
Hold on one second. Oh, good. Second. Fantastic. Okay.
In third chapter, Bhagavan saying, Prakriti Kriyamanani Kune Karmani Sarvishan Ahankara Muratma Karta. So the builder soul thinking that he is the doer of everything. So the actually karma is created by, if that is the case, three modes of material nature only acting. Why the jiva gets suffered?
If material nature is doing everything, why are we getting punished? Everything is done by the three modes of nature, but we're the ones who've become entangled in nature due to our desire to exploit. The asango hiyam purusha, living entity has nothing to do with material nature, but he tries to exploit, and then he becomes trapped in material nature. Then he loses his independence, except for a little. If he has no independence, then the question would be there, well, why not punish material nature? Or, if Krishna is saying, sarva dharman prachit, why doesn't he address that to the material nature? Engage this man in devotional service. Srila Baladev Vijaybhushan gives this argument. We have to, okay, so let's move everything up, and then we can move me up.
Excuse me.
And then we can
excuse me.
Do everything. Okay. Good.
So Srila Baladev, Srila Baladev Vijabhushan, hello, hello. Is this gone off? Is it one of these that doesn't work? What's happened? Hello, hello.
Is it? Okay, it's just me. Srila Baladev Vijabhushan addresses this question. And it seems from this statement in Bhagavad Gita that the living entity has absolutely no freedom. Prakriti kriyamanani. Everything's done by Prakriti. And if I think I'm doing anything, aham karami mutam, then I'm just a fool, bewildered by false ego. So I have no independence. I'm just totally dictated to by material nature. So Srila Baladev Vijabhushan looks at this and he says, not quite. Not 100%. Little independence is there. Otherwise, again, there'd be no point in advising the conditioned soul, you surrender to me. It would be useless. We'd have to tell material nature, make him surrender, or you do the thing. Because there'd be no point talking to me. You approach some government official, can you do this for me? He says, no, I have no power. Then what's the use of talking to you? Let me talk to the boss. So Srila Baladev Vijayarushan says, no, we have little tiny independence. What is that independence? That we can follow Krishna's direction, we can neglect Krishna's direction. If we follow Krishna's direction, then we become liberated. If we neglect Krishna's direction, then increasingly entangled by the laws of material nature. Something else. Who else might have a question? Bubbling up somewhere. We have to?
To do devotional service.
Yeah, have to do devotional service.
In a country like Qatar, with all the strict rules and regulations, how can we...
In Qatar, they have all these strict rules and regulations, but they have no regulation that can stop you from doing devotional service.
Yes, what can I do?
A pratiyata. In Bhagavatam it said, there's devotional service can't be stopped. Devotional service can't be stopped. So there's so much scope, actually. Maybe we can't, you know, build a big temple and have Harinam Sankirtan on the street and do Ratha Yatra and Cornish and all of that. So there's some restrictions are there, what we can do, what we can't do. But everyone can be devoted to Krishna. You can chant Hare Krishna, you can read about Krishna, you can tell others about Krishna. Maybe there's some others you can't tell, but there's so many. And even those you can't tell, still you can tell one way or another something about Krishna. You'll have some friends, and in ordinary affairs, you talk about, you know, what I'm doing, what you're doing, what I think, what you think. And even there's some scope for discussion. I just saw, as I was coming in the airport, there's some Doha interreligious dialogue something.
Interfaith.
Hmm?
Interfaith
dialogue. So, you know, maybe someone can be invited. No, you can't dare, but so, you know, if you're seeing it on the radar, then maybe someone can be invited from outside. To speak. Unless it's only interfaith means between the Shiites and the
Sunnis. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
But I think it means more broadly. So if you're watching, then maybe you'll see, you know, maybe someone can be invited for that purpose. Otherwise, there's lots of, actually we see that more devotional service goes on in Gulf than practically so many other places.
It's quite a blessing, you know, the what we think a restriction isn't, because it makes us more, you know.
So you get more serious.
Yeah, more serious, and you really appreciate when we get together.
Mm. From another point of view, Islam also means devotional service. Maybe, you know, speak a little carefully, but a little different from what we're doing. But the idea is Islam means surrender, right? It means devotion. So something good is in Islam also, actually, that there are so many restrictions on sense gratification, there are so many tapasyas you have to do. Bow down so many times. You're supposed to go on Tirthayatra. You're supposed to 1 month observe serious austerities. So the idea is good, actually, that we're meant to increase our devotional service to God. Just some things could be used improvement. We're not trying to change people from this religion to that religion. We don't say, like Prabhupada said in America, you know, we're not trying to change Christian to Hindu. So we're not trying to change Muslim to Hindu. Prabhupada said, you remain a Christian. Or you remain Muslim, we don't mind. Whatever your religion may be, that's not very important. Not that the Hindu religion is so great. Hindu religion has so much nonsense. Hindu religion has so much nonsense. So we're not in favor of this religion, that religion, some other religion. We're in favor of devotional service. So if there's some idea of devotional service in Islam, or if that's the guiding idea, we're happy about that. Actually, it's unfortunate, you know, that they invite all the Westerners in, and then they lose everything. You know, then they become just sense gratifiers. Totally, and sacrifice their own principles. And it's unfortunate, because life is meant for devotional service to God. But they, when they get enamored, when they get too rich or too greedy, then they forget. Hindus, the same thing. We were just hearing on the way, so many Hindus are here, and how many of them are interested in serving Krishna? Only some small percentage. Why? They have the same problem that the Muslims have. Too much interested in sense gratification. So it's not this religion, that religion. Problem is that we're too much interested in sense gratification and mental speculation. And we're not understanding the personality of Godhead and our relationship with Him. But Krishna consciousness means the science of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relationship with Him. So this is knowledge. Yat tach jnanam natam mama. I'm not this body. I'm not this Hindu body or Christian body or Muslim body or any body. That's knowledge. It doesn't matter whether I'm Christian or Hindu or Muslim. I'm not this body. That's good for everyone. Life is not meant for sense gratification. That's good knowledge for everyone, whether you're Hindu, Christian, Muslim, anyone. The personality of Godhead is there. That's knowledge valuable for everyone. Everyone should understand that the Absolute Truth is a person, and that we have a relationship with that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, we can give more information about that person. Prabhupada said that if you don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Person, you give your alternative. You suggest your candidate. Otherwise, why not accept Krishna? So from one point of view, the restrictions get in the way, but other restrictions are good. The Gulf atmosphere becomes a little restricted. It's nice. A little nice. An atmosphere where they don't have, you know, everybody running around like cats and dogs. Gradually, of course, the cat and dog business is becoming more prominent. Anyway, somehow we're pushing on. If we don't meet in a big group, we'll meet in small groups. Actually, the small groups means expansion. Just like stock splits. And the stock splits, that means, right, that there's going to be more for everyone. So we split into smaller groups, that's good. Then the smaller groups become bigger groups. And again, splitting, and then again, that's how organisms grow. It starts as a cell, the cell splits, then you have two cells, this two cells split, you get four, you get 16, you get 32, beyond that, my math falls apart. So it grows. So rather than getting destroyed or interrupted, it increases. It increases. We go on with our Krishna consciousness, and it increases. We can chant Hare Krishna, we can meet with the devotees. Bodhyanta Parasparam, we can enlighten one another about Krishna. We have so much facility, actually. Even in Russia, I mean, here it's a little restricted. Russia was terrible. I mean, no one here has been thrown into a mental institution, thrown into a jail, tortured. You know, we have it pretty good in the Gulf, actually. But even in those places, even in Russia in the communist days, they couldn't be stopped. And they were pushing on with Krishna consciousness. Even secretly, they were printing books, making ink out of something, getting paper out of something, whatever they had, and making books. And the books were passed from person to person. They couldn't stop it. Once it was in the system, they couldn't get it out. So here also, some books are there. They're distributed from person to person. More books come in somehow or other. Now it can't be stopped. And who knows what the future will be. Just like in Russia, everything was, you know, practically impossible. Now it's huge. We can't count how many Russian devotees are there. You go to Mayapur these days during the festival, 3/4 of the people speak Russian. So who knows what may happen in the Gulf in the future. It may be very interesting.
Inshallah.
Any other questions? Yes.
We'd like to hear one of your most cherishing events or incidents.
Something with Prabhupada. Okay, and then we have to stop, right? Time is coming. One experience with Prabhupada. Let's see. Think about something. Humorous. I was just hearing the other day, one thing I can recommend to all of you, that Satsrup Das Goswami has recorded some memories of Srila Prabhupada. He's written many books with memories of Prabhupada, and he's recorded some of these. I have about 8 files or so of memories of Prabhupada. And if you listen to these memories, beautiful memories, just so enlightening.
So I had a little association with Prabhupada. He had so much association with Sri Prabhupada and very deep realizations. So they'll be available to you, circulated. We get to your city after. I'm just, you know, I'll tell one of these stories. But I was reminded of that because I was hearing today, yesterday, on one of those, that they wanted some photo of Prabhupada. Which photo to use? Prabhupada said, as grave as possible. As grave as possible. You know, not that you find a kind of a jolly picture. Prabhupada said one time that Swami should be grave. He said, as grave as possible. All right, you know, I always think of things in relation to that. So in relation to that, there were some, when I was first coming, when I first joined, they were basically all brahmacharis in New York. All brahmacharis. Two grihastha couples were there, so there were two ladies. And there were three or four high school girls. They were initiated, actually. And they would come, you would have kirtan Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And they would come and take part in the kirtan. Very, you know, devoted girls chanting 16 rounds. Very, you know, serious. So then Prabhupada came to New York. But they were a little bit, and these girls, a little sentimental. So they would, like Prabhupada would drink some water in his characteristic way. And they would go, ah. Or Prabhupada would, you know, make some gesture. Yeah, well, ooing and aahing. Or Prabhupada would say something and they would laugh. Ah. Oh, Swamiji. And it became a regular thing, you know, that every other word was an ooh, oh, Swamiji. Or, you know, everything would be treated like a joke. You know, like they're laughing. Finally, Prabhupada told him, he said, you should be a little grave. Many occasions like that. Like sometimes Prabhupada would say the name of, you know, do initiations, and Prabhupada would give the name. Sometimes devotees would laugh. And Prabhupada would say, don't laugh. She said, this is serious. One girl, Prabhupada named her Mahamaya. So the devotees laughed. Prabhupada said, don't laugh. He says, Mahamaya is another face of Radharani. Mahamaya is Krishna's energy. Mahamaya Udharatvaya. So Prabhupada said, don't laugh. It's chana rupam abhiyasya chastate. As Krishna is desiring, Mahamaya is working. Therefore, the gopis were praying to Katyayana. And you're very dear to Krishna because you're always carrying out Krishna's desire. Will you please give us your blessings, give us your mercy, so that we can have Krishna as our husband. So Prabhupada was stern. Don't laugh, he said, this is serious business. There was some other occasion. One of my goddaughters, a very nice devotee, he was trying to find ways to... trying to find some way to advertise Krishna consciousness and get across the message. So you've seen that picture of Napoleon, classic picture, how he has his hand like this. Have you seen?
Yes,
sir. So in his vest, he keeps his hand. So this devotee made a picture, Napoleon has his hand like that, and there's a bead bag.
And the caption said something like, you know, if Napoleon had been chanting Hare Krishna, things might have gone different at Waterloo. So I sent it to Prabhupada that, you know, I'm trying to. Prabhupada said that you've made the thing less important. It's not a joking thing. We're concerned with the ultimate goal of life. So it's Prabhupada, you know, said, you've made it less important, like it's a light thing. It should be taken very seriously. Of course, sometimes Prabhupada would himself tell jokes or funny stories. Another devotee made a poster of Dr. Frog, PhD. He himself was a college professor. He started in his university, started a Hare Krishna a Bhakti Yoga Club. And so for advertising the different lectures, he had different posters. And one of them showed Dr. Frog, PhD. Because the Prabhupada tells that story about the frog in the well, and the other frog comes to visit, and the frog cuts himself up twice as big, four times as big, then time finally, boom, explodes. So that was made into a funny poster, Dr. Frog, PhD, and Prabhupada appreciated it. So sometimes Srila Prabhupada was in a very humorous mood, and sometimes very grave and stern. Sometimes devotees have made it that Prabhupada was always joking, Prabhupada was always in a funny mood. No, Prabhupada was very serious. Very serious. No nonsense. And then at other times, joking. Therefore, it was something of a challenge, you know, to be on the right page. You know, that if you were going one way, Prabhupada was going another way, then you get caught. If you were in a joking mood when Prabhupada was being very serious, then you could get blasted. Why are you so frivolous? So devotees had to try to see what was Prabhupada's intention, what was Prabhupada's mood, and catch that. Prabhupada is like Krishna. Krishna is not one-sided, he's all-sided. The Prabhupada also is sometimes stern, sometimes joking, sometimes absorbed in nectar of some philosophy or pastime, sometimes absorbed in fighting with the Juhu municipality. Different moods, different activities. Okay, I think we should stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Now, because I have to go to the airport, I'll ask that we'll give out some prasadam, but come a little quickly. You know, not. Yeah, just come. Don't be shy. Add a little kirtan. Speak to.
Okay.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale, Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Iti Namine. Shashwani Vani Ashtari Sattari
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.